We are honored to be speaking with Mary Kosicki this morning. We talked a little bit about her son Austin on the air yesterday, and we're just so excited to be able to talk to her and share this story. Mary, good morning. Thank you for being with us. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well.
Well, let's talk about Austin first of all. Your son Austin is now 24 years old, is that correct?
He is.
Tell us a little bit about sort of his story, though, because I would think, you know, you have this beautiful and you still have a very beautiful young man, a little boy. And then at 6 years old, his life changed very drastically. Tell us his story.
Well, when he was in utero, we learned that he only had one kidney. But many people live full, healthy lives with only one kidney, and we were hopeful that that would be his situation. Unfortunately, at age six, he started to display some symptoms, and after some extensive testing, we were told that he actually had chronic kidney disease, and at some point in his life, he would need a transplant. Sadly, the following year, his dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and that took us on a two-year journey trying to save his life. Unfortunately, he lost that battle on New Year's Day in 2005. My boys were 7 and 9 at that time, and we tried to move on. Unfortunately, a few years later, my younger son was diagnosed with some structural issues with his kidneys, and he actually lost one of his kidneys and had to have major surgery to have that organ removed, and then needed to have additional surgery the following year to repair his remaining kidney. He had consistently told his brother that Austin needed to wait until Josh was 18 so he could be his donor. And that was very difficult news for our whole family to learn that yet another possible donor from our family was not able to do that. And then in 2014, I was in a car accident and was aware that there was some damage to my kidneys, but I wasn't sure whether or not I'd be able to donate. Austin was placed on the active transplant list last July, and at that point, I underwent the testing to determine whether or not I'd be able to be a donor, and I received the unfortunate news that my kidneys are too damaged to be a donor either. So the three people in Austin's life that would have done anything for him are not available to give that gift. And so we are just so appreciative of every opportunity to spread the word, not only about Austin's need, but about the beautiful gift of living donation.
It really is an amazing gift. And I'm sorry for the trauma that your family's gone through. I just can't even imagine, but you are one of the strongest people I've ever spoken to in my career. So I thank you for sharing that story. I have to imagine as a mother, what is it like to see, you know, obviously Austin go through this, but just learning that Austin is working, I'm understanding he's a volunteer firefighter. He also was an Eagle Scout. This is an extraordinary young man that you raised, and your younger son who was willing to go through the surgery when the time was right. I mean, you raised two amazing boys.
Well, thank you, Melissa. I certainly have had challenges in my life, as we all have, but I also have had just amazing blessings in my life. And the relationship that I share with my boys is without doubt the greatest blessing that I have. And I think that relationship has been forged through some of the very difficult challenges that we've faced, but the gifts that we've received through those challenges is a real dedication to each other, support for each other, and knowing that no matter what happens, we will be there for each other. And watching them become Eagle Scouts, they both are Eagle Scouts, they both are Fire One certified, watching the choices that they've made to give back to their communities has been a real blessing in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we are talking to Mary Kosicki, who is the amazing mother of Austin, who is a 24-year-old in dire need of a kidney transplant. Now, differently than lungs, you only need one kidney to survive and have a beautiful life. So let's talk about, for anyone who, you know, may be listening or maybe they know of somebody who would be willing to go through the gift of life transplant. You obviously can survive with just one kidney, but, you know, it certainly is a huge sacrifice. What would it mean to your family?
I don't think there's anything as a parent that touches your heart in the way that knowing your child is suffering and you can't help touches you. And I don't know that Austin recognizes just how badly he feels because he's been ill for so very much of his life. And having the opportunity to have him wake up one day and actually feel healthy is something that I look forward to every single morning when I wake up. And I have faith that that's going to happen. And I'm just hopeful every time we have the opportunity to share our story that the right person will hear that message at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know where Austin lands right now on the list? You said he was signed up as of last July. Do you know if we were to wait for the system to grant him a transplant without anybody taking action, do you know where he lands on that list?
The wait for a deceased donor can be between 5 and 8 years in our region. We are hopeful that we can avoid dialysis. Dialysis certainly is an option. It is an option that would maintain his life, but dialysis comes with incredible difficulties. And the average life expectancy on dialysis is between 5 and 10 years. So waiting for that deceased donor would be a very small window. And when you are forced to utilize the dialysis option, it reduces your overall life expectancy. So although it does allow you to continue to live, it does not allow you to continue to live fully, and it actually is damaging to your body every day. So we are really hopeful to avoid dialysis and go straight to transplant so that he can have the best chance to have a full and healthy life and continue to give back to his community.
Mary, where can people go if they're hearing this story and they're interested in talking a little bit more about the gift of a transplant and they want to go forward with that procedure? Where can they go to talk to somebody and have it done?
We have been working with the Hartford Hospital Transplant Center. They have a living donor program, special coordinators that work with anyone who's interested in getting more information. They can be reached at 860-972-4632. And if they're specifically interested in helping Austin, they can reference Austin 29. That connects them with our family.
All right. Well, we appreciate you again taking the time, Mary Kazicki, and we are praying for Austin, and I hope that he has a match very, very soon. Thank you for your strength in trusting us to tell his story. I appreciate it.
Melissa, thank you so much for your time and for your interest.